first stage of meditation is to, you know, be able to learn how to keep your mind focused in the present moment, using the body and the breathing. Because the body and the breathing are the natural sort of physical functions that are occurring in the present moment. And it's by using those as an object to focus your attention on that helps the mind then stay in the present moment, out of your thoughts of the past and future. Now, there's a technique of counting that I wanted to describe for those who may not have done it before. Last week, we were just basically using that the sort of technique of remembering or noting of when you're breathing in to be aware, or note in, or when the breath is going out to note out, and to remember the sitting posture of in between the breaths, to remember and feel the sitting posture as the anchor to for the attention to try to stay in the present moment. But for those who have more difficulties with wandering thoughts, it means much thinking, then there's a technique of counting the breaths. It can help to try to keep your attention more focused. So in counting the breaths, as you feel the breath coming in, and there's either, you can choose either of two kind of main breathing points. One is the easiest one, the one I recommend, especially for beginners or even other people in general, is to feel the expanding and contracting movements of the abdomen or the rib cage or the chest. In other words, you try to keep your attention kind of just focused in the middle and you feel where you feel those expanding sensations of the in-breath. And if the breath is, a longer breath, you might feel some sensation in the abdomen and even in the rib cage or maybe in the chest. Those sensations of the clothing rubbing against the skin as it expands and contracts, that feeling of friction of the clothing against the skin is what you'll actually feel probably. But it's just a reminder that you're breathing in and then the contracting sensations of breathing out. Or the other alternative is trying to feel the touch of air as it enters the nostrils, or the feel of the flow of air in and out of the nostrils. That's more difficult, and so it's not really recommended for beginners, but for those who have been doing that, if you are able to feel the air, then that's also equally good point. But for counting the breaths, wherever you're focusing, and sometimes it may even change. Sometimes you might feel the breath here, and sometimes if you don't feel it there, you can always feel it in the abdomen. You don't have to keep your attention only on one specific point. You can kind of let it float. And gaining concentration is sort of like training a wild horse. And if you have our mind is like a wild horse or a wild dog, it doesn't like to sit still. And if you tie a rope around its neck to a too short of a rope to a post, then it may struggle and really fight against that and damage its neck. But instead, if you put it in a fenced enclosure, like a horse in a small corral, maybe 10 meters by 10 meters, you can stand there on the fence and you can watch all the horses' moves, and it's not really going anywhere. It's just kind of going, just a little bits, but stays right in front of your observation. It's not really running away because of that fence. So the same way, with our breathing, we can we don't have to keep our mind tied to one tiny point, because there's many sensations involved in the breathing process. And just to be alert and see how many different sensations you can notice is also a good level of way to concentrate. But anyway, if in counting the breaths, when you feel the breath coming in, you count one. And on the out breath, also one, because that's one complete breath, in and out. And with the next breath, you can count, you know, just mentally quiet in your mind, counting two. And on the out breath, also two. And then again, three. And three. Like that, you try to count up to 10. But while you're counting, especially for beginners, probably the mind will get wander away. You'll get yourself lost in thought for some seconds or maybe even longer. And you have to recognize that. And if you can't remember where you were counting, don't try to think about it too much. Sometimes you'll be easy to remember what it was. That's okay. You go on counting from there. But if you really forget and you have to think too much about what it was, then start again at one. Come back and you start at one again. So it's like a challenge, an extra challenge. You don't want to feel like a dummy for not remembering your counting. So, you know, it forces you to be more alert to your wandering thoughts, not to get lost. But anyway, you start again at one and then try to the counting again up to 10. Now, if you make it to 10 without getting lost, again, thoughts will come and go and distractions will come and go, but you may not really get lost from your counting, so that's, you know, it's okay. And if you make it to 10, then reverse the count to 9 and then 8 and then 7 and then back to 1. So the reverse in the counting even makes it more of a challenge for the mind to remember, not to forget, to make it more alert. So again, it's just a little sort of mental game, but it can be useful, specifically for people who have more trouble with their wandering thoughts. And if you can make it up to 10 and back to 1 without getting lost, then actually that's actually quite good. And you should then let go of the counting and then just try to continue with simply the in or out. Or you don't even have to make those notes. If your concentration is better, then you can simply be aware, knowing that you're breathing in and knowing you're breathing out without any kind of noting or counting. And just remain with that. And if, you know, if you do get lost, if certain thoughts keep coming back, then you can make the thoughts the object of your focus. Leave the breath for a few moments. And ask yourself, why is this thought so important to me? You know, there's certain thoughts that keep coming back over and over again. Maybe a certain issue in your life or involving your family or relationships or work or your health or the health of your loved ones or so, and that you're worrying about, and that you keep coming back like a dog keep coming back to bite your pant legs when you're walking down the street. So they keep coming back like that, not allowing you to concentrate, then you can ask yourself, why is this thought so important to me? And kind of, you know, analyze it for a few moments or longer to see what sort of attachment is there. Is it your fear of some certain fears or other attachments? Usually it boils down to some sort of attachment, to some sort of fear or greed or anger or something, and see that, okay, that's the cause of that, and what is the cause of those emotions. It's the attachment even to our self, to our ego, clinging to me, thoughts of I, me, and mine. And know that these situations are, these habits, these thoughts are just habits that we've allowed ourselves to keep repeating and cultivate. And so by sort of seeing it that way, analyzing that way, and trying to let go of that, then they may stop coming so much and allow you to then refocus back onto your breathing. Does anybody have any specific questions about what I've just mentioned there? Okay, so then we'll go ahead and start our meditation. Again, first of all, just try to sit comfortably. Just feel the body grounded to the floor. Just try to feel the weight of the body pressing the floor, the contact points, the buttocks, the feet. Then gently give a lifting, an upward lift to the spinal column. So there's some space between the spinal vertebrae for the blood circulation, the life force circulation. And feel the head balanced on top of the spinal column. Try to keep the chin level or parallel to the floor. Try to find the center of gravity of the head and spine over the hips. Center of gravity being that point where the body could either tilt forward or tilt backward. Relax the shoulders. Relax the face muscles. Just mentally feel the sitting posture. Mentally remember a note, sitting, sitting, sitting. Just try to hold that mental feeling or image of the sitting body in the mind's eye. And then begin taking a few deep, slow breaths to exaggerate the movement of breathing. Feel the expanding and contracting of your abdomen, ribcage, and chest. On the in-breath, hold the breath in 1 or 2 seconds, then feel the long contraction of the out-breath. Just cultivate this basic mindfulness. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. You can begin trying to count the breaths if you like, or just continue with noting in sitting, out sitting. Relaxing the body and mind with each out-breath. Relaxing into the present moment. You find the mind lost in thoughts. Just recognize it as lost, lost. Find the body sitting on the ground. Take a deep breath. Plug back into the breathing. Try to notice the beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath and the brief pause. The beginning, the middle, and the end of the out-breath and the brief pause. Breathing in, sitting. Breathing out, sitting. The ongoing, continuous, present moment. From time to time, checking and correcting the posture. If there's too many thoughts, or if you're feeling drowsy, take a few deep, slow breaths to re-energize the system. Keep the mind connected in the breathing body. Try to notice subtler, finer sensations connected with the breathing process, or any other sensations that arise in the body that take your attention. Just be aware of them as they arise and change, vanish. Being alert for thoughts arising in the mind, to let go of them. Be alert when pains arise and pull at the mind. Observe those painful feelings as they well up, come to a peak, change, diminish. Keep the body soft and open. Keep the mind soft and open. Allowing those sensations to vibrate. Stay connected and the breathing. You still have more thoughts or restlessness. Take deeper, slower breaths to help stay focused, to help feel the breathing easier. And with each out breath, relaxing the body and mind. Thoughts, feelings, sounds come and go in the background. Just keeping the feeling of the breathing body in the front of the mind. If any sounds distract the mind, be aware of it's just hearing, just sounds coming and going. Don't follow them. Keep coming back to in sitting. Out, sitting. the ongoing, continuous, present moment of the body. This breathing body is the real home for the mind. It's the anchor for the mind. We lose that anchor to the present moment of the breathing body, and the mind gets lost in the whirlpools of past and future thinking, greed, hatred, and delusion. Just cultivate the ability to sink the mind deeper and deeper in the breathing body. Feeling more and subtler sensations. Just noticing subtler thoughts moving in the back of the mind. spend the last few minutes of this meditation sending out, cultivating thoughts of friendliness and metta to ourselves and others. So just take a few deep, slow breaths. Stay in touch with your breathing body. And think along these lines to yourself. May I be free from excessive attachment and greed, anger and hatred, jealousy, envy, fear, pride and ignorance. May I be free from the pain, sorrow and sufferings of body and mind, brought about by such unskillful thoughts and actions. May I have the patience, the strength, the mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May I continue to make progress in the practice of meditation to free the mind from suffering. May I be well, peaceful, and wise. And in the same way, may my parents, other family members, relatives, good friends, may all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind. May they also have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. And may all ordinary persons, strangers on the street, people that are working and struggling to live in this difficult world, facing all kinds of difficulties, pains. May all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. May they be free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by their unskillful thoughts and actions, and by the actions of others. May they have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. And finally, may all beings in the whole world, in the 10 directions, wherever they might be, living near or far, visible or invisible, may all living beings be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind. May all beings have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May all beings have the precious opportunity to hear the mind-healing teachings of the Buddha, to learn and practice meditation, to free their minds from suffering. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. You know, take a deep, slow breath. On the next in-breath, stretch your head back and arch your lower back. Hold it a few moments. And lift the head up, and on the out-breath, press the chin to the top of the chest, stretch the neck vertebrae. And lift the chin up level to the floor on an in-breath. And relax on the out-breath. Now slowly unfold your legs. Be aware of the relief of discomfort, changing sensations. And then slowly come up to a standing position. You can come up to the squatting position first and pause for a moment. And then on in-breath, slowly stand up. Stand up straight. Take a deep, slow breath. Pull your shoulders back. Expand the chest. And on an out-breath, relax. Feel the sensations from that. Take a couple more deep, slow breaths. Be aware of breathing in, standing, breathing out, standing. letting go of your thoughts. Relaxing the present moment, the standing body, the here and now. Feeling the various sensations. Now, sit back down.